Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
The Wide, Wide World, written by Kai Tuomi. Do you know how big the world is? Do you think it has an end? These are the questions that Baboon was asking himself. Let's hear if he found the answers in today's story. It was the middle of the day. Baboon was lying in his favorite place, in the shade of a thorn tree. He was thinking about many things when all of a sudden he had a very big thought. He just had a lot of small thoughts since breakfast, but this one was really big. Baboon sat up and scratched his chin.
I wonder,
he said,
how big the world is. It certainly seems very big.
Baboon opened his mouth wide and shouted up to the top of the thorn tree.
Starling, come down here. I have a question for you.
A shiny blue bird swooped down.
What do you want?
Starling asked in a beautiful voice.
Well, do you know how big the world is?
Well,
Starling puffed out her chest.
I can see the end of the world from the top of the tree.
The end of the world?
Yes, it's where the sun goes when it wants to sleep.
Baboon sat for a moment and thought.
But that doesn't seem right, Starling. If the sun goes to sleep at the end of the world, then how does it get around to the other side by morning?
Oh, you're right. That doesn't sound right. How puzzling.
That's what I thought.
Maybe the world goes on forever.
Starling flew up into the air.
I know. We should ask Rabbit.
So Starling and Baboon went through the fell to Rabbit's house.
Rabbit, do you know how big the world is?
And does the sun go to sleep at the end of the world?
Rabbit's nose twitched.
I don't know much about sleeping suns, but I've burrowed and burrowed, and I know that the earth is very, very deep. How puzzling.
That's what we thought.
I think we should ask Fish if she knows anything.
So Starling and Baboon and Rabbit went through the veld to a valley with a little stream running through it.
Hello?
Fish popped her head out of the water and looked around nervously.
Hello,
said Baboon.
Do you know how big the world is?
Well, I do know that the land ends when it comes to the sea, and that the sea is very big. You know, all we have to do is follow the stream to the sea. We might find someone there who knows the answer.
So, the four animals set off down the stream to the sea. There, Baboon, Starling and Rabbit sat together on the beach while Fish swam off to find someone to help them. It wasn't long before something rose out of the sea. It was blue and white and very big, with a fan-like tail and friendly smile.
Hello,
said the big thing in a booming voice.
I'm Whale.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
You're enormous.
You're enormous,
said Baboon and Starling and Rabbit, with their mouths wide open.
Why, thank you. I am the biggest animal in the world. I met Fish, and she asked me your question. I can tell you that I've been far out into the sea. It goes on for a long time. There are other lands out there.
Wow.
The only puzzling thing is that if I swim and swim and swim past all the other lands and seas, I come back here.
Now that is puzzling.
Baboon scratched his chin.
Look, there is one creature we could ask.
Whale pointed her big blue tail to a small girl playing with a bright red ball further down the beach. So Baboon and Starling and Rabbit walked along the beach while Whale and Fish swam alongside until they came to the girl.
Hello. Hello.
We have a question for you.
The girl smiled and put down her bright red ball.
Well,
said Baboon,
I was sitting in the shade of the thorn tree this morning and I wondered just how big the world is, and we know that the world is very big. But we still don't understand how whale can swim one way and arrive back at the same place. It's all very puzzling.
The girl smiled and said,
Oh, we learned about it at school. You see, the world is a round thing, a bit like my bright red ball, only much, much bigger.
She spun her ball on the tip of her finger.
So, because the world is round like my ball, whale can start here and swim one way and come all the way back to the same place from the other side. But I think it's so big that it would take years and years to swim or walk around the whole thing.
Whale nodded and said,
Well, it did take me a very long time, and I'm enormous.
Well, there you go. So, our big round world spins slowly in space.
She pointed up to the sky.
Space is where the sky is and all the stars are, and where the sun lives, and the world spinning is why it's sometimes night and sometimes day.
How clever.
It's very clever indeed.
She's smart.
And they all agreed that it was very clever and wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And thanked the girl for telling them just how big the world really was. When Baboon finally got home, he lay down under the thorn tree.
I think that's enough big thoughts for one day.
And he fell fast asleep. It had been a long day after all.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Vian Fenter. Did you know, reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.